Foxy and Juliana. It's BRNB. That was Robbie Williams. She's the One and Coldplay. Every Teardrop. Well, I'm loving that tune right now as well.
Brilliant, isn't it?
We're joined by the man. It's Mr. Ollie Maz.
Ah, thanks, fellas.
How are
two
you?
Two great songs, by the way.
Which one's your favourite out of there?
Great choices. Got a guy, Robbie, and I was a bit annoyed. I was a bit like, went to take that. Robbie did his set. She's the One wasn't in it.
No, did you know?
No, it wasn't, was it?
Robbie was the best part of the Take That gig, do you think?
Do you think?
Yeah, which one did you go to?
I just went to Manchester. Why would I say Manchester for? I went to Liverpool. Liverpool? Not even Liverpool. I went to London. Why are they?
Do you remember it, Ollie? There was thousands of people around you and Take That were on stage. Do you remember it?
But do you know what? Why? For one, I've never seen Take That in Manchester or Liverpool, and I don't know why I'm even saying it.
What a liar.
But anyway.
You're lying, Tourette's. You're just like lying about random things. What else can
Swindon.
We believe?
Yeah, but no, I saw them in London literally on Tuesday night. It was phenomenal. I loved Robbie's set. Don't get me wrong. It was brilliant. It was the best. Best, you know, to see Robbie, he's a massive idol of mine. So to see him perform was incredible. But I think that two highlights for me was when they did Patience. Love that song. It just brings back a lot of great memories. And Pray. All I do each night is pray.
Yeah!
And then they did that lovely little dance routine they did.
Yeah, they did.
I love that.
I thought when the rope... Are you still going?
We finished at 10, Ollie. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm still there.
When you went to the Take That gig, did you go VIP style or were you in the normal, like, you know...
No, I got tickets from Robbie, so Robbie put me in the suite. Yeah.
Do you want me to pick
the name out? Wait, I'll just pick out one.
So you're presenting the Extra Factor with Caroline Flack.
I am.
How did that happen? Like, have you wanted to get into presenting, or did someone just approach you?
If Simon says, Ollie, I want you to do the Extra Factor, there's kind of like a moment where you think, I can't really say no, can I? Or,
no, you can't.
No,
really,
I'll take it. No, do you know what? I've always loved. I mean, obviously, of course, I've loved being on TV. I was on TV when I did the X Factor, anyway. So the weirdest thing for me was 2 days before the show was starting, I got the phone call. Didn't even know the X Factor was starting. I just had a phone call saying, from my management, saying Simon's called, wants you to do the Extra Factor, and I was like, sorry, can you repeat that? We want you to do the Extra Factor this year. I was like, oh, all right, cool. Let me think about it, because I just wanted to think about it as a team, and we discussed it, and obviously we kept saying we've got to do it. It's an amazing opportunity. And I was like, when's it start? In 2 days' time. I was like, okay. So is there any screen tests, any, you know, practice? Anyone's going to... No. Literally jumped in front of the camera in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And literally, oh, hi, so this is Bob. And I'm like, hi, Bob. So where are you from? What are you doing here? And it's like, what am I doing? I'm now presenting on the Extra Facts and I've never done it before. So it's been tough. It hasn't been tough. It's been good fun. Me and Caroline get like a house on fire.
I was going to say, are you sure the conversation never went on this kind of way? It went like, do you want to do it? And you were like, Caroline Flack's doing it. Yes, I'll do it.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she single?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. To be honest, we get on really, really well.
Come on, Ollie, come on. You must have had a few beers after the gig.
Maybe it's a few.
I don't know if that sounds a confirmation of what I think you're confirming.
No, me and Caroline, we get on like a house on fire. There's great chemistry. But like I say, I've never been in front of TV before, so I don't want to think, oh my God, Ollie's doing presenting, he must be amazing. Or, you know, I'm generally, you know, I'm enjoying it, it's good fun. And I want people to know that as much as I'm doing it, my music's the main thing. You know, it's just a great opportunity. And I just think this year as well, the X Factor's just changed. It's now, I think it's more got this pop starry feel to it. It feels like Gary especially and Talisa and Kelly Rowland, you know, it's got this real current feel to it, that they're all in the market, they're all in the industry, they're all selling records. And I just feel that, you know, it's going to give us a little bit more of an edge this year, and I think more credibility, I think.
Right, Ollie, just stay there. We're going to get to Birmingham's Most Accurate Travel with Johnny Boy.
Yes.
And then we are going to play your new single.
Thank you. Oh my God, nerves.
Yeah? All right, well, stay there.